Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Consumers spent a small fortune over the past few days as the post-Thanksgiving holiday shopping spree began. WBUR's Arina Machavariani reports the vibe has been calmer here in Massachusetts than in some previous years, even as more people are hunting for deals.
Overnight campouts and wrestling matches for a new TV. Those are scenes from Black Friday's past. This year, more consumers snag deals from the comfort of their homes. Since Black Friday, Americans have shelled out a whopping $38 billion online, according to Adobe Analytics. Many people also chose the traditional, hands-on approach to shopping.
We arrived early, and even when we left about 4 o'clock, and there was a massive queue of cars still trying to get in.
That's Helena Gifford, visiting from Scotland for a shopping trip with friends. She says they lined up with the crowds to get into the Wrentham outlets on Friday. Nationally, more than 76 million shoppers showed up to browse stores on Black Friday. The weekend days were slower for the brick-and-mortar stores. Lynn Pino from Fall River was at Quincy Market to celebrate her niece's 18th birthday. She was surprised by the leisurely pace.
We even found street parking today. It just seems a little less busy than previous years.
New Hampshire resident Emma Connolly came to Quincy Market to hang out with family and ended up scoring a couple of good deals. She says she liked not having to wait in lines.
Really, there's no punches being thrown over deals here today.
The Massachusetts Retailers Association has been predicting only a 1% increase in sales this holiday season due to inflation and high interest rates. The association will survey the local performance later this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Irina Majavadiani.